This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A group of state attorneys general and the companies involved laid out key details of a landmark $26 billion settlement with large drug companies Wednesday, one day after lawyers representing local governments nationwide said they were on the verge of settling. The deal calls for the drug maker Johnson & Johnson to pay up to $5 billion, in addition to billions more from the major national drug distribution companies. Josh Stein is North Carolina's attorney general.
The $26 billion agreement will bring desperately needed resources home to each of our states to help people struggling with opioid use disorder find hope, freedom from addiction, and happiness.
States, except West Virginia, which has already settled with the companies, will have 30 days to approve the agreements. After that, local governments will have 4 months to sign on. Each company will decide whether enough jurisdictions agree to the deal to move ahead with it. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement Wednesday and said it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Moscow does that. On Wall Street, it was a positive day Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.8% at the close. The S&P 500 also added 0.8%, while the NASDAQ